弟兄姊妹们，主日平安。
Brothers, sisters, have a great Sunday.
感谢主，他把我们召聚在这里，一同来敬拜他。
Thank you, Lord, for gathering us and worship Him and listen to your messages.
我们作为基督徒，我们是一群有福的人。
As Christians, we are called the blessed group.
神赐给了我们各样属灵的福气。
God has given us many blessings and spiritual blessings.
但有一个福气呢，是我们每天都可以操练的。
There's one particular blessing that actually we can practice every day.
就是我们人生经历当中碰到任何的事情，我们都可以向神祈求。
It is that when every time we face any challenges in life, we can bring it in front of God.
但是呢，向神祈求呢是有讲究的。
But there is a wisdom behind that.
我们向神求什么呢？
What do we ask for God?
怎么样求呢？
How do we ask?
这是有讲究的啊。
There is wisdom behind it.
有一次有一位弟兄，他在睡觉前，他坐在床前向神发出祈求。
Once there was a brother who prayed to God before he went to bed.
他说，神啊，我现在有很多的问题。
He said, God, I have a lot of issues now.
我眼睛很模糊。
I have blurred vision.
我的颈椎呢，好像一动一动就无比的疼痛。
I have stiffness in my neck, with my spine.
然后我的背上呢，又坐立不安，坐起来也疼，坐下去疼，站起来也疼。
I have a lot of pain in my back, and every time I sit or stand, it is very painful.
然后我跟家里的人的这种交流也很不顺畅。
And my communication with my family are very, and also, very, challenged.
然后他说，神啊，请你把所有的这些问题都拿走吧。
He said, God, please remove all my problems in life.
然后他就去睡觉去了。
And he went to bed.
然后第二天起来，大家知道发生了什么事情吗？
And you know what happened next morning when he wakes up?
他想想，你知道他发生了什么事情吗？
You know what happened?
他怎么都找不到他的手机了。
He can't find his cell phone.
东翻翻西翻翻哪都找不到了。
He was looking around and he wasn't able to find it.
他很沮丧，因为手机是他的命根子啊，找不到了怎么办呢？
He was distressed because the cell phone was literally his life.
然后他忽然间想到说，诶，这个是不是神对他的祈求的回应啊？
And then he thought, maybe this was God's response to his prayer.
他这些问题不都是都是这个手机造成的吗？
It's all my problems are caused by the cell phone.
所以他又向神祈求说，神啊，请你把所有这些问题还给我吧。
So he prayed to God again, like, please return all my problems. I'll take the cell phone back.
所以弟兄姊妹们，祈求的不明智会闹笑话的。
So brothers and sisters, we ask unwisely, we may make a fool out of ourselves.
所以今天我要跟大家分享的一个话题就是我们怎么样明智地向神祈求。
So the message I want to share with you today is how do we shall we ask wisely?
我们会看到三个层次的祈求。
There are three levels of petition.
一个是明智的祈求。
The first level is wise petition.
一个是更明智的祈求。
The next level is the wiser petition.
那最后一个是什么？
What is the last?
大家都很聪明啊。最后一个是最明智的祈求。
Yeah, the last is the wisest petition.
所以今天讲到的题目就是最明智的祈求。
So this comes our topic of today, the wisest petition.
让我们一同来祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，我们感谢你赐给我们向你祈求的权柄。
And God, we thank you for giving us this privilege to ask for things.
求你的圣灵运行在我们当中。
May your Holy Spirit move among us.
让我们知道怎么样的祈求才是最明智的祈求。
So we know, deep down that what is the wisest petition.
主啊，求你让我们的心思意念被你所得着。
So please, take our heart with us.
让我们能够更加像你。
So we can be more like you.
所以这一切奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们先来看一个明智的祈求。
So we want to talk about the wise petition.
这个明智的祈求让我们想到雅各。
It reminds earth of Jacob.
我们都知道雅各是一个，他的名字就是抓的意思。
Jacob in this name means grab, grab onto something.
他从出生的时候就抓住他哥哥的脚后跟出了娘胎。
So he was born grabbing the heel of his brother.
然后他一辈子呢，前半生都是在为自己抓。
So his first, the half of his life was basically grabbing things for himself.
所以他用欺骗的手段抓到了这个长子的名分。
So he deceived his birthright privilege.
然后又抓到了这个本来属于他哥哥的这个父亲的祝福。
How he grabbed the blessing from his brother.
所以导致到他哥哥以扫非常的恨他。
So he, and in the end, his brother hated him very much.
想要把他给杀了。
He was trying to kill him.
所以雅各呢，不得不落荒而逃。
So Jacob has to run on exile.
去到他舅舅那里很远的地方。
To his uncle's, where his uncle lives.
他这个舅舅叫拉班。他是也是一个非常喜欢为自己抓的人。
His uncle is also very similar. He's also like to grab on things.
所以雅各在那里是棋逢敌手。
So Jacob has met his opponent.
但是在神的祝福之下，他继续为自己抓，但是也在神的祝福之下，他为自己抓到了一大把的财产，然后呢也建立了一个大家庭。
Even though he's still grabbing, but with the blessings of God, he has grabbed a lot of things for himself, and he has built a large family.
然后他在为他的舅舅打工打了20年以后，神跟他说：“你要回到你的本族那里去，你要回到你离开的那个地方那里去。”
After working for his uncle for 20 years, God told him to come back to where he was born.
所以呢，雅各就带着一大家子人，还有很多的牲畜，就往回走。
So he went together with his family. He was on his way back home.
但是虽然已经离开了20年，他不知道他的哥哥是不是还是很恨他，还是想要杀他。
After he was on exile for 20 years, he wasn't sure whether his brother still hated him and still trying to kill him.
所以呢，他就打发手下的人带着一些礼物先去见。以扫就他的哥哥。
So he sent a messenger with gifts to see his brother Esau.
然后呢，去送礼物的人回来说：“你的哥哥正带着400人往我们这边走来。”
The messenger came back reporting that his brother was actually marching towards him with 400 people.
大家想想，雅各当时会怎么想
？Now, how do you think Jacob was on his mind?
如果你是雅各的话，你会怎么想？
If you're Jacob, what would you think?
他不知道这400人来意如何。
He doesn't know the intention of those 400 people.
他不知道雅各这个以扫是不是还是想要杀他。
He wasn't sure whether his brother Esau was still trying to kill him.
所以在这个时候，圣经上说他是甚惧怕，而且愁烦。
At the moment in the scripture, it said he was greatly afraid and distressed.
大家可不可以理解到这样的一种心情
？Can we understand his state of mind at the time?
甚惧怕，而且愁烦。
Greatly afraid and distressed.
所以呢，他向神发出祈求。
So he made a request to God.
他对神说：“求你救我脱离我哥哥以扫的手，因为我怕他来杀我，连妻子带儿女一同杀了。”
He said, "Deliver me, I pray, from the hand of my brother."From the hand of Esau, for I fear him, lest he come and attack me and the mother with the children.
所以那天晚上有神的使者向他显现，与他摔跤。
So that evening, a messenger from God came and wrestling with him.
所以他抓住这个神的使者，一定要这个神的使者给他祝福。如果不祝福呢，他就不让他走。
And then he grabbed.On hold with the messenger and then demanding blessings and without letting him go.
所以雅各所发出的祈求是求神的保护，求神的祝福。
So his prayer to God is to ask for protection and ask for blessings.
弟兄姊妹们，我们也有甚惧怕而且愁烦的时候吗？
Brothers and sisters, have we ever encountered a situation where we're afraid and distressed?
我们都有这样的时候吗？
Have we ever had those moments?
不管在任何的年龄段，我们或许都有甚惧怕而且愁烦的时候。
No matter at what moments of stages of life, we all have moments where we're afraid and distressed.
年轻人有学业上的这种忧愁，有升学的这种压力。
The young people has the pressure of school.
年老的人呢，有身体健康的问题，有如何维持我们的退休的生活的这样的愁烦，是不是呢？
And the elders have problem with their retirement and also their conditions with their health.
我们都有甚惧怕而且愁烦的时候。
We have those moments where we're afraid and distressed.
即使是耶稣基督，他也有这样的经历。
Even with Jesus, he has the same feelings.
他作为人，他在面对这个十字架的这条道路，要接受这种羞辱的这种惩罚的时候，他也有惧怕而且愁烦的时候。
As a human, he also faced the humiliation torment on the cross. He was also afraid and distressed.
所以在最后的晚餐以后，他带着门徒们到了克西马利园，然后要祷告的时候，耶稣就惊恐起来，极其难过。
So after the last supper, he brought his disciples to the garden.And in Gethsemane, and he was praying, and he was very troubled and deeply distressed.
所以他也求神说，如果可行的话，就把这个杯，这个他要面对的这个苦杯，这个惩罚的苦杯给挪去。
And he asked for God. He asked God, if possible, please remove the cup he was going to face.
这是求神的解救，求神的祝福，求神的保护。
And this is to ask God's protection, asking God's blessing and then deliverance.
这是一个明智的祈求。
This is a wise petition.
当我们有了这样的一种生活上的需要的时候，我们是可以向神求的。
We have necessities in life that we really need something. We can definitely ask for it to God.
其实有时候神也用生活当中的各种际遇，我们的这些需要，我们所遇到的难题，来提醒我们，我们要向神求。
Sometimes God uses our challenges, hardship in life to remind us that we need to ask for, pray to Him.
大家有没有想过，如果我们的生活都是一帆风顺的话，我们还会想到神吗？
If our life are all smooth and then, you know, going by our own way, do you think we'll still remember God?
所以神有时候用一些难处来提醒我们。
Sometimes God uses hardship to remind us.
圣经中有这样一个例子，叫做雅比斯的祷告。
There's an example in the scriptures. It's a person called Jabez.
这个雅比斯他是这样祷告的。
And he prayed like this.
雅比斯求告以色列的神说，甚愿你赐福于我，扩张我的境界，常与我同在，保佑我不遭患难，不受艰苦。神就应允他的所求。
And Jabez called upon the God of Israel, saying, Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my border, and that your hand might be with me, and that you would keep me from harm so that it might not bring me pain. And God granted what he asked.
就有人说这个雅比斯很会祷告啊，还专门写了一本书叫雅比斯的祷告，让信徒去效法。
Some said Jabez is very good at praying, and they actually wrote a book about it.
但是我不建议大家去效法这个雅比斯的祷告。
Would I discourage us from, you know, praying like Jabez?
大家有没有看到这个祷告有什么特点？
What's the characteristic of his prayers?
他的重点在哪里？
What's the point of his prayer?
我们看到这是一个很自私的祷告，是不是？
We can see this is a very selfish prayer.
他要神赐福于我，扩张我的境界，常与我同在，保佑我不遭患难。
He's asking God for his own protection, own blessings, and broaden his own horizon, and then protect me from him from hardships.
这是一个以自我为中心的祷告。
It's a self-centered prayer.
但是奇妙的是，神竟然应允他所求的。
But amazingly, God has granted his wishes.
这是不是说这个雅比斯拿到了这个祷告的要诀的钥匙呢？
That means Jabez has grabbed the key of prayer?
不是的。 这里所反映的是我们有一位慈爱的神，愿意眷顾我们的神。
It's not. What actually it means is God is very merciful and loving.
这里不是说因为亚比斯这样祷告，所以神应允了他。
It's not that because Jabez prayed like this and God granted his prayer.
而是即便是亚比斯这样祷告，神也还应允他。
But even though he prayed like this, God still granted his prayer.
不是说亚比斯特别会祷告。
It's not that Jabez is very good at praying.
而是神是一位慈爱的神。
It's that God is very loving and merciful.
愿意眷顾我们的神。
And would care about our necessity and daily needs.
所以我们能不能向神求？
Now, can we ask for God?
我们可以放胆地向神求。
We can ask whatever with confidence.
所以祈求祝福是明智的。
So asking for blessing is wise.
但是我们不能停留在这个层面。
But we cannot remain on this, at this level.
如果我们只是一味地求祝福的话，那神就变成了一个圣诞老公公了。
We only ask for come to...before God for blessing, then we're treating God like a Santa Claus.
而且甚至会导致我们妄求。
And even we would ask him recklessly.
所以我们不能停留在这个层面。
We shall not remain on this level.
我们要有一个更明智的祈求。
We will need a wiser petition.
这更明智的祈求让我们想到所罗门。
This reminds us of Solomon.
所罗门很年轻的时候就继承了王位，接续他大卫王，做了以色列国的王。
So when he was very young, he has inherited the kingdom from his father David.
有一次神向他显现说，你要什么？你希望我给你什么？你可以求。
So one time God has revealed himself towards, before Solomon and asked him what he wanted.
所罗门承认自己年轻。
Solomon admitted that he's very young.
不知道怎么样来治理这个国家，管理这些民众。
And he did not know how to, rule the country and then, be a good judge.
所以他向神祈求说，所以求你赐我智慧，可以判断你的民，能辨别是非，不然谁能判断这众多的民呢？
So he prayed to God that therefore give to your servant an understanding heart to judge your people, that I may discern between good and evil, for who's able to judge his great people of yours?
所以他向神求什么？
So what did he ask for God?
他要有这种辨别是非的能力，是需要有来自神的智慧的。
He's asking for the ability of discernment, which requires wisdom.
所以神呢，我们看这里神是怎么样来回应他的这样的祈求。
Then what did God respond to him?
他的祈求是被神所喜悦的。
And his request is pleased by God.
所以神对他说，你既然求这事，不为自己求寿、求富，也不求灭绝你的仇敌的性命，单求智慧可以听颂，我就应允你所求的，赐你聪明智慧。甚至在你以前没有像你的，在你以后也没有像你的，你所没有求的我也赐给你，就是富足尊荣，使你在世的日子列王中没有一个能比你的。
Then God said to him, because you have asked this thing and have not asked long life for yourself, nor have asked riches for yourself, nor have asked the life of your enemies, but have asked for yourself the understanding to discern justice,Behold, I have done according to your word. See, I have given you a wise and understanding heart, so that there has not been anyone like you before you, nor shall any like you arise after you. And I have also given you what you have not asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be anyone like you among the kings of your days.
如果大家是按照我们教会的进度来读圣经的话，刚好今天应该是读到这一段。
So we're reading the Bible in a group, following the progress, and then we should be actually reading this verse today.
所以大家觉得所罗门的祈求是不是更加明智？
So do you think our Solomon's wishes are wiser?
他求智慧，神有没有给他智慧？
He asked for wisdom. Did God grant him wisdom?
他没有求的，神有没有给他？
Did God give him what he didn't even ask for?
所以他求智慧，神连同祝福也给了他。
He asked for wisdom, and God has also given him other blessings.
我们看到所罗门可以说是在人类历史上最聪明的一个人。
And Solomon is actually one of the wisest men in the mankind history.
这是因为神给了他智慧。
Because God has given his wisdom.
圣经里面讲到他是怎么有智慧呢？
And then God, in scripture, where did it say he has wisdom?
讲到有一次所罗门在判案，有两个女人带着一个孩子来到所罗门面前。
And there was one time there was a public hearing where Solomon was the judge, and there were two women came before him.
这两个女人都说这个孩子是我的。
Both women claimed that this baby was theirs.
争执不下。
And they couldn't settle.
所罗门就说好吧，那我就拿把刀来把这个孩子劈成两半，你们个人一人分一半就好了。
And Solomon said, let's bring a knife and then split the baby in half, and then both of you have half of the body.
那这个假妈妈就说好吧，你就把她给砍了吧。
And the fake mom was like, okay, go ahead.
那真妈妈就说不要砍了，把她就给她就好了。
And the real mom was like, no, please do not do it. Let the other person have the baby.
所以所罗门就知道谁是这个孩子的亲生母亲了。
So Solomon can tell who is the real mother of the baby.
所以我们看到所罗门是一个被智慧所充满的人。
And we can see that Solomon is a man filled with wisdom.
弟兄姊妹们，我们也是可以向神求智慧的。
Brothers and sisters, we can also ask God for wisdom.
这个向神求智慧不是神给所罗门的一个特权。
Asking wisdom is not a privilege to Solomon.
也不是说只是给教会里面某些人的特权。
It's not a privilege only to certain people in church.
我们每一位弟兄姊妹都可以来到神的面前向神求智慧。
Every one of us can come before God and ask for wisdom.
雅各书第一章第五节说，你们中间若有缺少智慧的，应当求那后赐与众人也不斥责人的神，主就必赐给他。
And Jacob first five.If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him.
所以我们都可以来到神的面前向他求智慧。
We can all come before him and ask for wisdom.
但是这里有一个前提条件，就是我们要承认我们是缺少智慧的。
But there's a prerequisite that we have to admit that we lack wisdom.
就像所罗门在向神求智慧之前，他也承认自己的不足。
It's like Solomon, before he asked for wisdom, he admit that he has limitations.
如果我们自以为自己已经懂得很多，我们自己很有智慧，我们很自以为是，我们是得不到这样的智慧的。
We think that we know everything, we are full of ourselves, and we will not be able to get wisdom from God.
所以承认我们是缺少智慧的。
Admitting that we lack wisdom.
然后我们放胆向神求。
Then we can ask God for wisdom.
在第二次世界大战的时候，在美国的士兵当中很流行这一首的祷告词，叫宁静祷文。
There's a very popular prayer among soldiers during World War II, which is called the Serenity Prayer.
这里说，神啊，赐我平静，去接受我无法改变的事；赐我勇气，去改变我能改变的事；赐我智慧，去分辨这两者的不同。
And it says, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change.Courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
这是不是一个求智慧的祷告？
Is this the prayer asking for wisdom?
我们需要知道有一些事情是我们没有办法改变的。
We have to know that there are certain things that we cannot change.
有些事情是我们可以去改变。
There are things that we can change.
很多时候我们看到 我们浪费很多的时间试图去改变那些没有办法改变的事情。
There are times that we have wasted all of our time trying to change those things that we cannot change.
撞了南墙都不回头。
Now we wouldn't even, you know, we insist on our ways even when we hit the wall.
有时候呢，我们出于自己的懒惰，我们不去做那些可以改变的事情。
Sometimes due to laziness, now we did not try to change the things that we can change.
这些事情我们需要有勇气去做出改变。
That we need courage to change those things.
弟兄姊妹们，我们的，特别是你到了我这个年纪，你发现我们的身体一天一天的衰残老去。
That brothers and sisters, you know, like if you getting close to getting older and getting close to age, a certain age, you see that your body starts deteriorating every day.
这个你能不能改变？
Can you make the change? Can you change that?
需不需要接受？
Do you need to accept that?
平静的接受。
We should accept that with serenity.
但是如果我们平时不读经不祷告，这个是不是我们可以改变的事情？
If we do not pray or do not read the Bible every day, is that something we can change?
我们在属灵上懒惰，这是不是可以改变的事情？
We become lazy in terms of spiritual, is that something we can change?
我们是不是需要勇气去改变它？
Do we need courage to change it?
我们可以向神求智慧，知道什么是我们不能改变的，不要浪费太多时间。什么是可以改变的？我们需要去努力的去做。
We can ask God for wisdom and tell what we can change and what is that we cannot change.
所以求神的智慧是一个更明智的祈求。
Therefore, asking for wisdom is a wiser petition.
但是只有智慧够不够？
But only with wisdom, is that enough?
我们看到所罗门的一生，他有一个很好的开始，但最后却是败坏了。
You can see the life of Solomon. He has very good start, but in the end, it didn't really end very well.
我们看到所罗门非常的聪明。
That we know he's very, he's a very wise person.
所以他把以色列国带到了一个登峰造极的这样一个富强的这样的一个境界。
He has brought the kingdom in Israel to its height at the time.
所以周围的人，周围的这些国家都向他进贡。
All the other countries around Israel had to pay tribute.
都想要来听他的智慧的言语。
They all want to hear what Solomon has to say.
他也写了圣经里面的三卷书。
He has also written three books in the Bible.
他可以谈论很多的话题。
And there are many topics he's good at discussing.
从植物到动物，无所不知。
From animals to plants to all different type of topics, he have known a lot of things.
但是他却娶了许多的这些妃嫔、妻妾。
He has married many wives.
而这些外邦的这些妻子们就把外邦的这些所谓的神明也带到了以色列。
And then those wives had brought genital gods to Israel.
让所罗门也一起去跟他们拜偶像。
And then Israel has also started worshipping those idols.
这是惹动了神的愤怒。
Which has committed sin against God and then caused God not pleased with God.
也为之后的以色列国的衰败还有国度的分裂埋下了伏笔。
And this has planted the seed for the later downfall of Israel.
所以光是有智慧是不够的。
Also, with wisdom alone is not enough.
从所罗门的一生，从开始到结束，我们就可以看到智慧很重要，但是只有智慧是不够。
From the life of Solomon, we can tell that wisdom is very important, but it's not enough.
我们需要那最明智的祈求。
We need the wisest petition.
所以大家想想，最明智的祈求是什么？
So what would is Let us think, what is the wisest petition?
如果你要向神求的话，你觉得最明智的祈求是什么？
So if you have to ask God, what is the wisest petition?
耶稣告诉我们，你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
So Jesus has told us, we need to ask for his kingdom and righteousness, and everything else will be added to you.
这些东西包括了什么？
What do all these things include?
如果你从上下文来看的话，这些经文里面讲到这些东西，就是指外邦人所求的这些吃什么、穿什么、喝什么。
We put that in context, and the scripture actually described all these things as the necessities that we need for life.
不单只是今天担心的，还有明天担心的。
And then not only the things we worry about today, and also those things we will worry tomorrow.
但耶稣说，只要我们先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给我们。
And Jesus said, we ask for his kingdom and righteousness, everything else will be granted to us.
这些东西也指的是我们日常的生活所需，也是神给我们的祝福。
Those things can be our necessities in life or also could be blessings from God.
当我们求神的国和他的义的时候，神的祝福也会加添给我们。
And we ask for his kingdom and righteousness, his blessings will also be given to us.
所以求神的国度，求他的公义，这是最明智的祈求。
So asking his kingdom and righteousness is the wisest petition.
那什么是神的国呢？
So what is the kingdom of God?
什么叫求神的国和他的义？有时候我们就这样读过去了，就过去了。但这句话到底是什么意思呢？
Sometimes we just ignore the meaning of certain words as we read the Bible, but what exactly does that mean?
有人说神的国就是让福音广传，让更多的人来信靠耶稣。
Some says kingdom of God is to spread the gospel and add more people to know Jesus.
也有人说这个神的国就是耶稣基督再来，他掌权作王，直到永远。
Some said the kingdom of God is the second arrival of Jesus, so he can be king and rule forever.
这些都对。
Those are all correct answers.
但今天我想跟大家从另外一个角度来看什么是神的国。
And today I want to share from a different perspective, what is kingdom of God?
就是有一些法利赛人来问耶稣的时候说，神的国什么时候来到？
So some Pharisees came to ask Jesus, when will the kingdom of God arrive?
所以在路加福音17章20到21节里说，法利赛人问耶稣，神的国几时来到？耶稣回答说，神的国来到不是眼所能见的，人也不得说看哪、在这里，看哪、在那里，因为神的国就在你们心里。
So Luke 17:20-21, Now when he was asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, he answered them and said, The kingdom of God does not come with observation, nor will they say, See hereOr see there, for indeed the kingdom of God is within you.
神的国就在我们心里。
The kingdom of God lies within our heart.
那神的国在我们心里，可能或许我们还没有太多的了解，说这是什么意思。
So what is the characteristic of kingdom? What does it actually mean?
一个国的特征，我们常常理解为一个国是有它的疆界的，对不对？有它疆土，有它的边界。
So normally the characteristic of kingdom is first it starts with its borders.
如果你说某某人是这个国是某某人的国，那是什么意思？
And sometimes we say that this kingdom belongs to someone, what does it mean?
就表明这个人在这个国土里面他是做王的，是不是？
It means that person is the king of this kingdom.
如果他说话不算数的，那他就不是这个国的王，对不对？这个国就不是他的国。
If he doesn't have the authority or whatever he says doesn't count, he wouldn't be considered the king of this kingdom.
神的国在我们心里是没有边界的。
So God's kingdom within our heart does not have borders.
但是我们要求神的国，就是要让神在这个国里面做王。
So we ask for the kingdom of God. Essentially, we are asking for God to be the king in our heart.
所以在我们心里面的这个国不再是我们自己做王，而是神在做王。
So that kingdom within our heart, we are no longer in charge, but God is the king.
这就是求神的国。
This is how we are asking for God's kingdom.
让神在我们心中的国度做王。
To ask God to be the king of the kingdom within our heart.
寻求神的国，就是让神在我们心中作王。
Seeking God's kingdom is asking God to be the king of our heart.
那神的义呢？什么是神的义呢？
What is God's righteousness then?
神的义就是讲到他是绝对的公平，绝对的正确。
It means God's righteousness means He's perfect in terms of justice and correctness.
就说他所做的事情都是对的。
Everything He does is right.
这就是指向神的完美。
It points to His perfection.
那耶稣基督也告诉我们，我们要追求这种完美。
Jesus also have told us that we need to seek this perfection.
所以马太福音第五章四十八节说，所以你们要完全像你们的天父完全一样。
So Matthew 5:48 says, Therefore you shall be perfect, just like your Father in heaven is perfect.
这是在寻求他的义。
This is to seek his righteousness.
所以这讲到说，你们要先求他的国和他的义。这个先指的是什么呢？
What does first mean?
这个先指的是这种次序上的优先。
First means the matter of order of priority.
它有两层的意思，一个是在重要性上的优先。
It has two folds. First is the first importance.
所以从重要性来看，所有其他的事情都在这件事情以下。
From the in terms of importance, everything else.Is not as important as this.
然后另外一个先的意思呢，就是在时间上的优先。
And the second fold is in time sequence.
就是他要在所有其他的事情之前。
This happens before everything else.
所以不是说不能求其他的东西，不是说不能求祝福，不能求智慧。
It doesn't mean we cannot ask for blessings. We cannot ask for wisdom.
而是要看那个优先次序。
But we have to take consideration of the order of priority.
在重要性上，在时间性上。
In terms of importance and time sequence.
来体现出我们对神的国和他的义的这种寻求。
So they can reveal the seeking of his kingdom and righteousness.
大卫就做过这样的一个祈求。
David has a similar request.
诗篇139篇23到24节大卫的祷告，他是这样说的，他说，神啊，求你监察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
In Psalm 139:23-24, Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties, and see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting.
难道神不知道大卫的心思意念吗？
Doesn't God know David's state of mind?
大卫也知道，他没有办法向神隐藏。
And David knows that he cannot hide it from God.
神是无所不知、无所不能、无所不在的。
And God is know all and is a God that knows everything.
所以大卫这里所求的就是打开他自己的心，让神来掌权作王。
What David did is to open his heart and invite God to be the king in his heart.
让他心中的国度变成神的国度。
So the kingdom within his heart becomes the kingdom of God.
然后他求神把他心中的那些恶行，不符合神心意的这些行为，把他给除去。
And he asking God to remove anything that's not pleasing God.
这就是在寻求逐渐的走向神的那种完美。
He's asking for gradually become perfect, just like God.
这就是在求神的国和他的义。
It is to ask for his kingdom and righteousness.
刚才讲到耶稣求神把这个苦悲给撤去。
And we mentioned earlier that Jesus was asking God to remove that cup from him.
这是在求神的解救。
It is asking God's deliverance.
但他后来说，然而不要从我的意思，只要从你的意思。
But then he later said, yet not what I will, but what you will.
这是求神的国度。
This is asking for his kingdom.
求神的公义。
Asking for his justice.
那我们要怎么样向神求呢？
What shall we ask God then?
怎么样的祈求对我们来说是最明智的祈求呢？
What kind of request can be the wisest petition for us?
祈求神的国和他的公义，就是求神要改变我们。
Asking his kingdom and just and righteousness means asking him to change us.
首先，如果我们还没有接受耶稣基督的话，做我们的生命的主，做我们的救主的话，我们要首先要改变，要寻求改变的，就是要接受耶稣基督进入到我们的生命里面，打开我们心中的国度，让我们的心成为神的国度。
First, if we have not accepted Jesus as our Savior, and we should take that first step to accept him.Invite him into our heart and be the king of our heart.
就有点像圣经里面说，亚伯拉罕信神，这就算为他的义。
Just like in the scripture says, Abraham believed in God and then is counted as his righteousness.
所以寻求神的国度和他的义，首先我们要打开我们的心门，邀请耶稣基督进入到我们的生命里面。
Then to seek his kingdom and righteousness, first we have to open our heart to him and invite him in.
他是唯一的道路、真理、生命。
He's the only way to choose and life.
使得我们与神的义有份。
So we have a share of His righteousness.
然后我们就要求神来改变我们。
So we ask God to change us.
我们从前是自私的，我们求神让他的爱来充满我们，让我们能够不只是想着自己的事，也能够想到别人的事。
We were selfish before, so we're asking God to fill us with His love, so we're not just think about our own interests, but other people's interests as well.
我们从前是有这种嫉妒，有这种不满，充满抱怨的，我们就求神让他的丰富来充满我们。
Before we're filled with jealousy and bitterness and other things that God don't like, then we ask God to change us.
让我们以神为乐。
So we can be happy just because of we believe in God.
从前我们是记恨别人，不愿意原谅人的。我们求神让他的那种爱来充满我们的心思意念，让我们有这种能力，有这种意愿去原谅别人。
Before we were unforgiving and wouldn't let go of things, but now we ask God to change us and then love others.
这是求神的国，求他来改变我们。
This is to ask his kingdom, to ask him to change us.
就是看我们的心思意念有哪些得罪神、得罪人的地方，求神来做改造的工作。
And we examine our state of mind and whether we have offended him or sinned against him, we ask God to change it.
然后求神的国必然会带来相应的改变的行动。
There are some actions following that.
不然的话，我们坐在这里，神啊，求你的国降临，求你在我心中掌权作王。然后我们坐在这里什么都不动的话，那是口是心非。
We're just asking him to rule our heart, and we're not doing anything. Then we're pretty much, you know, just everything would be in vain.
我们每个人从现在开始就可以向神发出祈求，求神来做改变的工作，然后我们马上就可以去做。
And now we should start asking God to make the changes in your heart, and we need to start acting.
每个人我们所面对的这种挣扎不一样。
Everybody has faced the same, different hardships and struggles.
所以每个人需要做出的改变也不一样。
And then everybody will have to make different changes in life.
但是你自己知道。
But you know.
如果你不知道的话，你可以求神告诉你。
If you don't know, you can ask God to tell you.
什么是你需要改变的
？What is that you need? Will need to change.
待会我们会唱一首回应诗歌，是圣法兰西斯的祷告。
Then later on we'll sing a response song, which is the prayer of Saint Francis.
这是求神的国度和他的公义的这样的一个祷告。
This is the prayer to ask His kingdom and righteousness.
但或许大家觉得那些讲到的事情好像有点太高大上。
And sometimes maybe it's too noble the things that we earlier asked for.
我每个人都可以从我们具体的生活当中，从一些小事情开始做起。
But we can start acting on the small things in life.
求神的国度和他的义，好不好？我们就从聚会不迟到开始。
Can we start with not being late on Sunday?
我们可以做得到吗
？Can we do it?
我们愿意求神的国度而不迟到吗
？Can we?Sacrifice that for God's kingdom.
有一次我跟好久以前啊，不是在我们教会。有一次我跟一位姐妹谈这个关于迟到的问题。
A long time ago, it wasn't in our church, but we're discussing about being late in church with a sister.
那姊妹说，我天生就是迟到的。
And the sister told me that I was born being late. I'm not an early morning early riser.
我说求神赐他智慧，知道什么是天生的，什么不是天生的。
And then God is. I told her to ask God for wisdom to tell what is, you know, something you get born with.
还有很多的事情，我们是可以自己去反思。求神赐给我们这样的力量来做改变的工作。
And a lot of things we can ask God to give us strength to make the change.
这是神所喜悦的。
This is what God pleases.
神也必然帮助我们。
And God will help us.
所以我们作为总结，我们看到了三个层面的祈求。
So in summary, we have seen three levels of petitions.
第一个层面是什么？
What is the first level?
这个明智的祈求是求什么？
A wise petition.
明智的祈求是求神的祝福，这是要解决我们生活的需要。
The wise petition is asking God's blessing to meet our physical needs in life.
更明智的祈求呢？
What is the wiser petition?
是求什么？这是求神的智慧来填补我们理智的不足。
It is a wiser petition is the seeking God's wisdom to fulfill our intellectual void.
最后一个是最明智的祈求。
What is the wisest petition?
这是求神的国度和他的公义，这是让我们获得属灵的力量。
Which is to see God's kingdom and gain spiritual strength.
弟兄姊妹们，愿神帮助我们。
Brothers and sisters, may God help us.
让我们做出改变。
So we can make the change in life.
Amen.
Amen.
让我们一同祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，按照我们的肉体，我们是懒惰的。
God, for body, our earthly body, we're lazy.
我们是喜欢体贴肉体的人。
We like to please to our body.
主啊，就求你来改变我们。
God, please.Changes.
让你在我们心中掌权作王。
So you can rule and be the king within our heart.
让我们心中的国度就是你的国度。
So our kingdom within our heart is becomes your kingdom.
让我们能够更加像你。
So we can be more like you.
让我们可以向世人做见证。
So we can testify before other people.
让众人看到我们的好行为，就归荣耀给你。
So other people see what we're doing, so we can bring glory to you.
我们的力量不足，但求你赐给我们力量。
We don't have enough strength, so please give us strength.
让我们成为你所喜悦的人。
So I can be a person that you are pleased.
所以这一切奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.